This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Hoover School System wants to end federal oversight of its school district. The court supervision stems from a decades-old settlement in Jefferson County's school desegregation case. But a lawyer says the system still has a long way to go, especially after a controversial video recently surfaced online in which high school students in Hoover use racist and anti-Semitic slurs. WBHM's Shira Wheeler-Stewart reports a meeting is scheduled for tonight to discuss the case.
Hoover school officials and lawyers representing black students in the system want community feedback on plans that would show various school policies and practices aren't discriminatory. That includes a look at several things in Hoover: school programs, facilities, attendance zones, and hiring practices. Retired federal judge UW Clemon is a lawyer representing black students and parents. Hoover is under court supervision because at the time of the 1965 lawsuit, students in the Hoover area were part of the Jefferson County school system.
Some attitudes have to change on the part of a lot of people before we get into the mindset of a unitary system, one in which there are no traces of racial discrimination.
Hoover has increased the percentage of black teachers in the system in recent years, Clemon said. But while about a quarter of Hoover students are black, less than a tenth of the teachers are black, according to federal records. Clemon says the low percentage of black faculty, along with the school system's lukewarm response to the video, is a problem.
The administration, as far as many of the parents are concerned, has not been as forthright as it should have been in denouncing racist acts.
The federal judge supervising the desegregation case will consider the feedback before deciding what's next. Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart, WBHM.